Moncrief on News Talk.
Recently, a man in Gibraltar had his prostate removed, but remarkably, the surgeon who performed that operation wasn't with him. He was over 2,000 kilometres away in London, and from there controlled a series of robotic arms. The surgeon was Professor Prokar Dasgupta. Good afternoon, Prokar.
Good afternoon to you.
Now, I suppose, first off, could you describe what this robot looked like? Because as I understand, it had four arms rather than the usual two.
Yes, this robot is called Tumai. It has four arms which come out of a single beam on top. One of the arms carries a 3D HD camera with it. So this is keyhole. It magnifies everything. So the prostate, which is the size of a chestnut, looks like a football. The other three arms carry robotic instruments, which are about 7 millimeters in size with little wrists and no tremor. So it's a very fine way of doing keyhole surgery.
And then from where you were in London, what do your controls look like? I assume it's quite different from physically carrying out the surgery.
Correct. So I am physically not there. I was 2,400 kilometers away from the patient, who was in St. Bernard's Hospital in Gibraltar, and I was located at the London clinic. What I had was a robotic console. There is a similar console in St. Bernard's in the room where the patient is. And the console has me seated at it with my head inside a viewfinder where I can literally be immersed inside the patient. And I control the camera and the small little arms with my hands and feet, a bit like driving a car. And the connection between the console at the London Clinic and St. Bernard's Hospital in Gibraltar was a high-speed dedicated fiber line with a backup, and the delay was only 60 milliseconds.
Okay, so that was pretty much instantaneous. I assume, does it take a lot of practice? Because I'm kind of assuming that surgery... Yeah, you know, when you're physically performing surgery, there's a certain amount of you feel your way and you know, the sensitivity involved. To do it remotely like this, did it take a lot of practice to figure out all that out?
Yes, so I have been doing robotic surgery now for 22 years, where I am in the room with the patient. Yep. Again, I'm sitting in a console rather than being right beside the patient doing the operation. So that I've been doing for 22 years. I was one of the earliest robotic surgeons in the world who made that leap. And the London Clinic was that hospital in 2005. But now I have had to adapt to the 60 milliseconds delay. In fact, you can cope with up to 150 milliseconds delay, where you cannot quite perceive the delay between moving the instruments and the instruments actually moving remotely. The human brain deals with 10 milliseconds. So you have to fool the brain into thinking that you are there in the operating room when you're actually thousands of miles away.
Is this the first time that an operation like this has been performed over such a distance?
It is the first time it's been done in the UK. There has been a trial in China, to which I wrote the editorial in the British Medical Journal some 3 weeks ago. It was called Telesurgery 2.0, but this is the first time it has been done in the UK over such a distance.
And are there any limitations on telesurgery? By which I mean, if it's extremely complex, can you theoretically do it remotely?
Initially, we are not doing extremely complex operations. We are trying to keep it simple, although most people would say robotic radical prostatectomy, i.e. removal of prostate cancer, completely preserving the nerves around the prostate, which are the nerves for erections, and preserving the sphincter muscle, which keeps the man dry, is in itself a highly complex operation. So we do keep it simple initially, not taking on hugely challenging procedures. But The element of training, this has taken us a year to get to this point, the legalities of it, the ethical and social implications, the indemnity, for example, was one of the biggest challenges in the planning. So this was teamwork across teams at the London Clinic and Gibraltar and the robotic manufacturer, which allowed us to do this. I must hasten to say the most important thing in all this is patient safety and the doctor-patient relationship. So just in case the line went down, there is a backup connection. And even if that went down, which has never happened as yet, there is a colleague of mine, in fact, from my team, who is present in that room who can take over with the local robotic console just in case that problem happens. It hasn't happened as yet. And so we are feeling reasonably happy that this can have a humanitarian purpose. It can take the best surgeon to a patient anywhere in the world. So that technology now currently exists.
Though, and the robotic console that performs the surgery, what size is it? Is it fairly portable in the sense of bringing it perhaps to parts of the world where there wouldn't be much in the way of healthcare?
Correct. This is, you can wheel the robotic console into a room and yes, it is absolutely portable. It can be moved from room to room. No issues.
Yeah, indeed. And so, as you say, you've been doing this for over two decades. And
yes.
Is this more the norm for you now?
Look, this morning I performed a couple of operations where I was in the room in the London Clinic. But I'm hoping that we will be able to perform provide a regular service to the patients in Gibraltar, and they and their families won't have to travel to London at vast expense and inconvenience, staying in a hotel, and bring care to them closer to home. So I'm hoping that in addition to what I do on almost a daily basis, we will be able to provide this extra service and bring equity of access, which is what the health service wants. But more internationally, you know, there are parts of the world where patients are being forced to travel because the local service does not exist. I hope that is going to change.
Prokar Dasgupta is a professor of urology at the London Clinic's Robotics Centre of Excellence. Prokar, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Nice to speak to you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.